There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hello and welcome to the Chakra Way Meditation Podcast. Today is not a meditation because I have a subject that I want to talk about, and that subject is relationships. A big one, the big subject. And I want to know what you think of when you hear that word. You know, when you Google, you just put in relationships into Google, the top results are all like advice titles, like tips for a healthy relationship or how to deal with a toxic relationship. And I think that our awareness of relationships can be quite one-dimensional. The common vernacular has made relationships all about our love life, you know, the importance of having a partner, and then all the issues that arise from having an intimate partnership relationship. You know, it's all about the one who's going to fulfill our romantic fantasies, you know, the one that Hollywood has sold us that our happiness and life depends upon finding. You know, this romantic type of relationship is often seen as the most important one in our lives, you know, the one that defines our lives even, the relationship that's going to make us happy, you know, but it's also the one that's going to drive us crazy or that we obsess over. You know, get together a group of people and inevitably they will talk about relationships, especially if they're close. You know, we spend a lot of our time searching for relationships, you know, that connection that's going to make us feel safe and loved and cherished. And fair enough, you know, that's a wonderful feeling. And after all, our biological purpose in life is what we're programmed to do, find a partner, make babies. And so evolution is happy, but are we? I want to ask you to expand your idea of relationships because, yes, whilst finding a compatible partner is a beautiful thing, there are relationships in our lives which are way more important than this romantic ideal. But having said that, the success and the happiness of that primary romantic, if you like, relationship, that's the success of that relationship does actually depend on how you relate to everything else in your life. You know, the dictionary definition of relationship is the way in which two or more people or things are connected, or the state of being connected, or the way in which two or more people or groups regard and behave towards each other. So as we go through life, we have myriad different types of relationships, and they are, of course, all interwoven. You know, we spend our lives making connections. When you're a baby, obviously the most important connection you have is with your mother. And then that morphs into the wider relationship of your family, your community, your school, your mates, your teachers, you know, church, figures of authority. And then as you get older still, You know, all the experiences, I mean, to be honest, the experiences you have as through your childhood, obviously from the minute you're born, start to layer up. But, you know, the experiences you have, for example, exploring your sexuality, your first job, you know, your first forays into the world of work, and of course, you know, falling in love. And as you gain all these life experiences, they layer up, layer upon layer, they build the foundations of all the relationships that you have, as in, you know, how you personally relate to all the other aspects of your life. And as you travel through life, having these various experiences, you start to develop patterns. You know, and these experiences and patterns become, they're both behavioral and thought, and they'll begin to dictate the relationships in your life. You know, we all know people who keep having the same relationship or keep having the same issues because they've got into that sort of pattern, which is as a result of experiences that and things that have happened, you know, values that have been built and so on. So, you know, of great significance is the fact that not only do you hold these life experiences in your mind and your thoughts and your behaviors, but also you hold them physically within your body, actually, you know, at a cellular level, at an energetic level. So with this awareness, we can begin to understand our relationships a bit deeper. You know, we can start to think about how did we learn to react like that? How did we build that attitude? You know, our values within the relationship, where did they come from? You know, what traumas, big or little, have we been through that have caused us to don an emotional armor to protect ourselves? You know, where are we storing this energy? You know, where are we storing the energy of all this history that we have gathered in our lives? And this is where we start bringing the beauty and the wisdom of the chakras into play, because the chakras will teach us where our energy has been held, you know, where the energy is blocking the flow that we want to find in our relationships, in our lives. You know, where are we still holding on to this within our, you know, within our physical bodies? And, you know, we can start asking these questions and, you know, we're like, oh God, where do we even begin? But that is where the chakras give us this beautiful systematic way of working through. You know, when we understand the chakras and our energy centers, we give ourselves a sort of a gentle structure to work with, to work through the energy. And when we start having that awareness, we can start to understand, we can start to heal and mend our relationships. So I want us to think about all the different types of relationships that we have in our lives. So for starters, let's go to the sort of the basics. And this is not easy. So take a moment to just like consider that you have a personal relationship with all of these things, and ask yourself how you relate and connect with them. Okay, so the first one is food. Yeah, it's a big one. How do you relate to food? What is your personal relationship with food? How about money? Even bigger. And just to like cherry on the top, sex. You know, like these are things that we have a very intimate relationship with. It's an exercise that I was given once, and it was actually to do with money, so we'll take that as the example here. But used to write a love letter to money. And I know it sounds mad, right? But try it. So it goes something along the lines of, you know, dear money, I really want you in my life. I really need you in my life. Why don't you want to be in my life? You know, I try to do everything to keep you, but you just slip through my fingers. You know, we could have a beautiful relationship, you know, that kind of thing. Or flip side, dear money, I'm so grateful that you are in my life. You give me freedom to do the things that I love. You make me feel safe. You know, so those are two very different type of relationships, aren't they? So, you know, what's yours? I'm just giving you those as examples. Obviously, it's going to be way more complex and deeper than that. Try writing that love letter to food. Dear food, I love you. That's me speaking. I just love you, food. You know, sex, these are big subjects. But when you start to examine these aspects of your life as if you were in a relationship, because you are, you will start to reveal your feelings and your values that surround that relationship. You know, you can start to understand that your past experiences, your preconceptions, your values, all affect these relationships. And using the chakras to guide you and using your yoga practice to release the blockages, we can start to work through all these various relationships. And this is not something that we can do easily or quickly. You know, my Chakra Way course, which is either a group course or a one-to-one, is an 8 weeks course. And that just begins to open the door. I feel like when I'm teaching the chakras, all I'm doing is I'm just opening the door, just cracking the door. Okay, just look through there. Can you see the horizon, the hugeness that there is there? Just walk in and have a look around, see what resonates. But finding that awareness, just beginning to have that awareness of these fundamental aspects of your life and your relationship with them, is really important work, can be really transformational. So there's a few other relationships that we have as well. And I mean, I'm going like really big, broad strokes here because, you know, one could spend weeks, months, a lifetime just focusing down and niching down into these types of relationships. You know, each one, you know, just take the three that I've already taken. You know, I can't even begin to tell you how many books there are about each one of those. So I'm just broad strokes, overarching here. So don't get freaked out, please. I just want you to just like begin to feel that there's an awareness of all these different types of relationships, because yes, back to that original relationship that we started off thinking about with your partner, your romantic relationships. Then you've got your relationships with your friends, which can affect you just as deeply. Imagine you know have a bump in the road of your relationship with your best friend or with a friend. It hurts you just as much as if you're spurned by your lover, your boss, your colleagues. Okay, so maybe we're not writing a love letter to our boss or our colleagues, but you know, it's worth, you know, working out why you have that relationship with them. You have a relationship with your children, with your parents, with your yoga practice, with your body image, with social media, with your creativity, you know. Big, massive subjects that all have a relationship that we can look at and examine or begin to zero in on using the chakras. And when we do this, we don't do it in a scary way. We do it in a very sort of in a way of being a witness or an observer. And also because we use the yoga practice, we're coming at it from two directions, one from an intellectual kind of understanding and a one from a physical, you know, just a feeling, a quietness, which is why the meditation is so beautiful. But when we're working through the yoga as well, we can start to release physical blockages as well and where we hold this energy. So finally, the really big aspects, the really important ones, the ones that we don't think about that often but are absolutely fundamental. So your relationship with your intuition, your relationship with your inner knowledge, and finally, your relationship with your spirituality. Some people have go deep with that one, and that's wonderful. Finding a spirituality for yourself and a connection, that's a biggie. Just massive. It's tough, right? So, you know, where do we even begin to work on all these inner aspects? You know, well, firstly, as I said, with a gentle awareness, and then we can begin to explore with the yoga practice, with our chakra knowledge. And it's such important work. It's fascinating and it's enlightening. So finally, my final point, I want to just invite you to make a few inquiries, if only to get to the only relationship that actually matters. There's only one relationship that really matters, the one that is at the heart of all of these other relationships that you have, and that is your relationship with yourself, obviously. You know, that's what it all comes down to. And when we start to explore the chakras and we start to practice our yoga and do our meditations mindfully and with that beautiful awareness, that's what we're delving into. We're trying to get that intimate relationship with ourselves so we know ourselves. You know, what use are we to anybody else if we don't know ourselves and have a relationship with ourselves? And I know I always bang on about this, but I refer you to the modern day guru, who is RuPaul. And I'm sure most of you know who he is. You know, at the end of his program, the RuPaul's Drag Race, he goes, if you can't love yourself, how in the hell are you going to love somebody else? Amen. There is such a beautiful, simple truth in that. And this relationship with yourself is where it all begins. So I invite you to go to my website, where I've got some resources. There's my one-to-one chakra course. The group course is going to start in September, so you can register interest for that. There's an introduction to the chakra course there that you can get as well. And then, of course, you are already listeners to my lovely podcast, so thank you for that. Just sending you out lots of love. Also, I just wanted to say I hit the 1,000 download mark. Yes, pretty cool. Pretty pleased with myself about that. So, and I've reached 20 episodes. So from now on, because I'm busy doing lots of other things, I'm going to go down to just one episode a week. I'll do you another meditation for this week, because you've had a chatty one. And then from then on, it'll just be one a week. But please keep using the resources of all the meditations that are here for you already. And I will see you at the next one. Okay, take care. I hope that this has been useful. Any feedback, obviously, really, really welcome. My links are all in the show notes and so on. So until the next time, lots of love. Take care. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.